as the people, those who think that we are inheritor of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, we are part of this tragedy in Karbala, and that is why we shed tears. Our tears are meaningful. Our tears are aimful. Our sessions of azab are aimful. For this shedding tears, our Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "Man baka aw abka aw tabaka ala al-Husayn fa wajab lahu al-jannah." If somebody weeps or just makes a shame of weeping, or he makes people cry, it is going to make obliged for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has to provide paradise. The reward for that is paradise. Because Imam Hussein has sacrificed for the sake of Allah. We have a love and affection about Imam Hussein in our hearts. And whenever this Muharram comes, it gives us a revival. Islam becomes alive because of Hussein. Imam Hussein gives another inspiration again. It gives another life to Islam through the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Our hearts become enlivened. We become fresh again. And that is a great opportunity that it starts with the new year of Islam, Muharram. So our beginning is with the name of Imam Hussein. Our beginning of the year is with the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And we have to be proud of that. We are proud that we have the mourning of Imam Hussein. If we did not have it, dear brothers and sisters, then we should think that what a great loss we have. Those people who do not have this tragedy, those people who do not have this mourning, you can think that what kind of Islam they have. They accepted every wrong in this world. So we should really pay attention to the majalis, and wherever we live, we should try to regard these days, because regarding these days is regard to Islam.
Beshak.
It is regard to the jihad and shahadat. Imam Hussein al-Islam's sacrifice is a greatest sacrifice in this world. We say another salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I would like to appreciate my dear brothers and sisters for having majalis in this city. And I hope inshallah in the future that will grow. And you will make a foundation for your generations, that you will feed love of Imam Hussein to the generations in the future. And that is what we need to do. Because this love, it is love for Islam, for the sake of Islam. We do not love Imam Hussein as a personal personality, but we love with Imam Hussein because Hussein is equal to Islam. We learned Islam from Hussein al-Islam. That is why we love Hussein. Love with Hussein is love with the qualities of Hussein. It is with the attributes of Imam Hussein al-Islam. It is with the sacrificing of Imam Hussein. And that love has to be continued. We have to feed that to our children. That is the responsibility of mothers, that they have to feed love from Hussein to their dear children from the very beginning. When they start growing from that time, as we learned that love from our parents. If we go back to our own history, then we can understand how our parents have given love from Hussein in our hearts. We have inspired the hearts of our children that they can learn about Aimar al-Salam and blood with Ahmed al-Salam. In these 2 days, I would like to speak about faith and its benefits in our life. We say salawat together. I will start with one of the verses from Surah Maryam. And this verse is verse number 96 of Surah Maryam. That is a very short verse, and everybody can memorize that verse as well. It says, Inna ladina amanu, surely those people who believe, wa amilu salihat, and they practice and strive for the good deeds, sayaj'alu lahumur rahman budda. Soon Allah Ta'ala will create a love between them. And Allah Ta'ala will provide an affection between those people who believe in Allah and who practice their good deeds. Dear brothers and sisters, first of all, when we look at Iman, as it's been said, Inna ladina amanu, those who believe. What does it mean when we say Iman? What does it mean when we say faith? It's important for our dear children to realize what does faith mean? How Iman comes in our hearts. How we believe. What is the process of belief? If we like to believe in something, what it means? So if we like to now or that, then where we have to go? Whom we have to ask? What does it mean when we say Iman? In many ahadith, faith is being described. Faith is being interpreted. There is a definition of faith. What is the definition of faith? Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave a definition of faith. He said, Al-Imanu Aqdun Bil-Qalb. Aqdun Bil-Qalb. Faqawlun Bil-Lisan. Wa'amalun Bil-Arqam. Prophet said that when you like to look at faith, it is a aqd. Aqd, that means making a joint or bending something from the same root. We say aqidah. Aqidah, that means there is a bend in our hearts. There is a joint in our hearts. That means there is something that gets, enters into the heart, and then there is an aqd between heart and that belief. You know, we use this aqd in many other places as well. When somebody likes to get married, they say, we would like to do aqd. Aqd, that means if there are two separate people, those who did not know anything about their own, now they are getting married, that means this separation is going to become as a joint, they will become as a family, they will become one entity now, they bend their own with each other, they start a life with this aqd. That separate people became an entity. They became as a home. They became as a family. That is the meaning of aql that we use in marriage. Prophet peace be upon him says, "Al imanu aqdun bil qalb." So if I translate, I cannot say it's a marriage with heart, but I can say there is a joint with the heart. That means it enters into the heart, and at that time it becomes faith. If that is just a statement, if somebody just imagines that he believes or she believes, or they do some sort of practice and there is nothing in heart, heart does not have inspiration, then it is not called Iman. The basis of Iman are inside the heart. Let me give you an example. This is Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
When we name those aqaid, we name them as usul. Usul, it means roots. Have you ever seen tree? When you look at tree has its own roots. Where you can find the roots of tree? Roots of tree are inside. Roots of tree are unknown, unseen. No one can see that where are the roots, unless you have to dig the field and then you have to start finding roots. Otherwise, roots are inside. If aqaid and belief are called usul, that means our roots of our aqeedah are inside our hearts. Belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inside our hearts. It takes place as a root. But if you like to understand that somebody has aqeedah, how we have to understand? How we can realize? Do we have any laboratory where we can take this heart and open that heart, do a surgery, and then we can say that yes, person has belief. There is a faith. There is Iman. To understand Iman, we don't go into the surgery room. We don't go into the laboratory. As we look at the tree, through looking at the tree, we can understand how strong are the roots. You know, when you look at the tree, if it is completely dry, there is no fruit, it does not provide any shadow, there is no benefit of this. Unless we have to cut it down and throw it into the fire. Isn't that true? When a tree gets dry and it does not have any fruit, it does not provide any shadow, there is no benefit for that. At that time, people think that now you have to cut this tree and throw them to use them in the fire. Same is position of the human being. If there is nothing inside the heart and roots have not taken place inside the heart, then there is a dry tree. Outside you cannot see any benefits. You cannot see any reflection of that belief outside. What is the reflection of the belief? Reflection of belief, it comes in the form of practices. And when you look at a green tree, even looking at the green tree, it makes you amazed. When you just look at the green tree, greenery itself is amazing. We like to look at greenery because its roots are strong. Human being also, if their faith is not strong, at that time, outside there is no greenery. But if roots are strong, then you like to sit with the person who is believer. You like to be associated with the person who is believer. Their practices show that they are believers. Their outside reflection show that they are believers. Look at the life of the great Ayyub Salam. He says, Salawat.
Allah!
Why Amirul Mu'mineen is so beloved? How come until now, after 14 centuries, these personalities have become so beloved? How many people have seen Amirul Mu'mineen? Can you raise your hand? None of us. Have you been with Amirul Mu'mineen? But do we feel a love in our hearts about Amirul Mu'mineen? We feel. There is a strong connection. There is a strong love in our hearts. Even after 14th century. How come? This love can remain centuries and centuries in the hearts of the Mu'mineen. They can be remaining all over the ages for the people. And even our children, they love with Amirul Mu'mineen. The name of Amirul Mu'mineen is the beloved name. You cannot compare even the name of Ali with any other name. Find any other name and put that with this name. Ali. Ali is the name which is the beloved name. You cannot place any other name with Amirul Mu'mineen. And those attributes of Ali, those qualities of Ali, those sifat and fadail of Ali are fadail of human being. He was a perfect human being that survived in our hearts today.
Subhanallah.
Ali survives in our hearts because he used to love with the poor people. Going out into the streets, finding the people, those who are poor, needy people, knocking their doors. After the evening, when nobody can see. And then he helps the people, feed the people in the evening, during the night. Why Imam Hussein survives today? Why there is a love with Imam Hussein? Can I ask anybody that are you relative of Imam Hussein?
Yeah.
There must be some people. I can understand there are people, those who are still relatives with Imam Hussein. But there are many who don't have any relation, but we have a relation. Relation with Imam Hussein is not relation by blood. But relation with Imam Hussein is relation with faith and Iman. Imam Hussein reached up to the level of Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that at the time when he wanted to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time also he remembers Allah by saying, Bismillah, wa billahi, wa fi sabilillah, wa ala millat Rasulillah. And not only when he sacrificed, brothers and sisters, it is said when his sacred head was taken on the spear, at that time also his head was reciting Quran. Imam Hussein remained in Allah because of his love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because his heart was filled with faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the heart becomes heart of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lives in the hearts of people and does not like to live anywhere else. It is said that in a heart there cannot be two types of the love. Love of this world and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حُبَّانِ لَا يَجْتَمِعَانِ فِي قَلْبٍ وَاحِدٍ. Listen, brothers and sisters, this is really important. It says two types of the love never get together. حب الدنيا وحب الله. You know, sometimes we think that what can we do? We are people of this world. We have to survive in this world. You know, we are living in America. We have to, of course, we have to go outside society. If we start practicing Islam, then how we can survive? It is a valid question. But do you think that Islam started in an Islamic country? Can anybody say that Islam started from an Islamic society? No. Islam started in Bedouin society. Hazrat the father of Zahra, she practiced Islam in Mecca, where outside society, all of them, they were Muslims. Holy Prophet prayed first prayer when there was nobody praying in this world. And then he prays once outside in Kaaba. If there is a narration, it has been said that uncle of Abbas, Prophet peace be upon him, Abbas was sitting close to Safa. And suddenly the Prophet entered to the Kaaba. He had Amir al-Mu'mineen, who was very young. And there was another lady, she was accompanying with the Prophet, and that was Khadija Sadaqa. These three people entered to the Kaaba. The Prophet stands in front. Amir al-Mu'mineen also stands beside the Prophet. And Khadija salamullah alayha, she stands behind the Prophet, peace be upon him. And outside of the court, all the people, they are Muslims. And somebody asked from Abbas, what is this Muhammad is doing? It's like you go in the downtown of St. Louis, and stand over there and start praying. How many people have this courage? How many people they can do that? Or you go on airport, most of the time we just miss our prayers. We don't like to pray over there because people are watching us. By just watching and observing people, we just leave prayer. We don't like to do hijab because we think that we are same as the other people. We like to pretend like other people. But brothers and sisters, it is said that Abbas, he said to the other brother, that Prophet believes that he is Prophet of Allah. He has received revelation. That is the prayer. He is making a foundation of prayer. So the first time the prayer was held in the community and society of Mushrikeen, there was nobody else who was praying in Makkah. The first time hijab was taken by Khadija and Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha in Makkah. Why did these people do that? But it's not possible for us. Reason that hearts are not filled with the faith. While hearts are empty, you cannot see fruits. You cannot see greenery. Let us think and revise our faith in life. Prophet has said, "Aqdun bil qalb." Qawlun bil lisan. When hearts get filled at that time, we speak about that as well. We state about that. At that time we state, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Aliyyun Waliyyun. If it's just with the tongue and there is nothing in the heart, that is hypocrisy. Because hearts are not actually without a statement. And Quran has said, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why you state something that you don't practice about them? We state many things, but we don't practice. We state that Amir al-Mu'mineen is our mother. And we are followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Are we really followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen? Did we pledge before Amir al-Mu'mineen that I would be your father? Let me introduce you who is Amir al-Mu'mineen. Dear brothers and sisters, in these days we commemorate the tragedy of Karbala. Let us think the depth of tragedy. How deep was the tragedy? Amir al-Mu'mineen is the one when he invited his dear daughters to the Kufa. He was ruler in the Kufa. He was Khalifa in the Kufa. And Amir al-Mu'mineen wanted Hazrat Zainab to come into the city of Kufa. It is said that Amir al-Mu'mineen asked from his son Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain,
Muhammad wa Alis,
oh my dear sons, can you go and take your sisters with you? Because I would like to have Zainab in Kufa. It was a time when Amir al-Mu'mineen was Amir in Kufa. He was master in Kufa. He was Khalifa in Kufa. But Imam gave some instructions to Imam Mustafa. He said, oh my dear son, when you go to Medina, make a special arrangement, a special cover that was called Amari on the camera, where you ask my daughter Zainab sit in that Amari, that no one can observe my daughter, no one can see my daughter. And this is also not sufficient. Then he says, oh my dear son, when my daughter likes to come out of the city of Medina, you should take your camels surrounding the camel of Zainab sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even no one can observe which one is the camel of Hazrat Zainab. I do not like even people, they can observe the camel of Hazrat Zainab. I just want to realize that are we really followers of Zainab sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Dear brothers and sisters, when they came close to the city of Kufa, Imam asked from the caravan staff outside, let me make an announcement. He made an announcement in the city of Kufa. He said that everybody has to go inside the house. Close your doors. No one has to come out. And people are wondering, what happened? Why? Why do we have to close doors? And Amir al-Mu'mineen says, because my daughter Zainab, she wants to enter into the city of Kufa. This was Zainab, that even no one observed the height of Zainab salam. No one knew about Zainab. No one had seen Zainab sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those neighbors of the Hazrat Sayyida, they say that we have never observed their height. We have never heard their voice. This is Zainab, brothers and sisters. In these days, hijab of Zainab was taken out. In these days she was forced to enter to the city of Kufa. Dear brothers and sisters, I was looking at the narration that when Zainab Salamullah Aleha, she was captured and arrested, and when she wanted to enter to the city of Kufa, she starved over there. And she spoke with Imam Sajjad, and she said, "Oh my dear nephew, do you think I should enter into the city where I live like a princess? Should I enter in this situation, the city where I was regarded by my father?" Dear brothers, this is Zainab. She is entering into the city of Kufa. But you know, there is another tragedy. Zainab was brought into the court of Ibn Ziyad. Ibn Ziyad, who was a corrupt person. And our scholars, they say that for Zainab, this was the greatest tragedy to enter into the court of a corrupt person. But when she enters over there, at that time, Ibn Ziyad, he had mentioned, he pointed out, he said that there is a lady, she is called Sharikat al-Hussein, her name is Zainab Salamullah Aleha. If there is a woman with that modesty, that she lived in regardful life in the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen, when she enters into the city of Kufa, when she enters into the court of Ibn Ziyad, how difficult it was for Zainab. But brothers and sisters, it is said that once Zainab looked at the sacred head of Abu Abdullah Hussein that was remaining under the a member of Ibn Ziyad, he took the stick in his hand and he started pointing out on the teeth of Abu Abdullah Hussein. He started putting the stick on the teeth of Abu Abdullah Hussein. Let us say all together, Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. That was the time when Zainab Salamullah Aleha cried and she said, "O Ibn Ziyad, do you know what is that place where you are hitting your stick? This is the place where Prophet, peace be upon him, used to kiss. Prophet used to kiss those lips of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Prophet used to kiss the neck of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. He used to kiss that chest of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein." And you know, brothers and sisters, on the day of Ashura, when Shimr comes on the chest of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, Sayyid al-Shuhada once looked at the face of Shimr and he smiled. And at that time he said, "Oh Shimr, it is a very interesting place where you are staying today. Don't you know that this is the place where Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, used to kiss me?" Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah. As-salamu alayka wa ala al-arwah allati hallat bi fina'in. Alayka minni salam. Oh,